Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Polycab India Q4 FY21 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. We would like to remind you that certain statements made by the management in today's presentation may be forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements reflect management's best judgment and analysis as of today. Actual results may differ materially from current expectations based on the number of factors affecting the business. Please refer to safe harbor disclosure in the presentation. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gandharv Tongia. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, operator, and a very good afternoon, everyone. I hope you all are staying healthy and safe. I'm Gandharv Tongia, CFO at Polycab India Limited. We are very happy to have you on the call today to discuss our Q4 fiscal 2021 business performance. I know this call had been long overdue. Thank you for being considerate. Unfortunately, the night after our board meeting on 13th of last month, I started observing few common COVID symptoms, which aggravated the next morning. As a precautionary step, we decided to postpone the call. However, I'm fortunate to have recovered well and feeling much better now. Moving on, please note, during the call, we will be referring to the presentation, financial results, and financial statements, which are available on the stock exchanges as well as investor relations webpage of our website. It can also be downloaded through the link or QR code on slide 10 of our earnings presentation. From our management team, we have with us our Chairman and Managing Director, Inder Jaisinghani. Let me now hand it over to Inder bhai for his comments.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to all. FY21 has been an extraordinary year.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but your voice is a bit feeble. If you can come a bit closer.
Okay. Just a second. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to all. FY21 has been extraordinary year marked by disruption, resilience, compassion, and the transformation. Our endeavor to ensure safety of Polycabian and help the society at large remain untethered. Concurrently, we also ensured uninterrupted operation through the agility and technology, which helped us leverage the favorable market trends and report robust business performance in the fourth quarter. We are excited to commence a journey towards our five-year vision, which will shift orbit our brand positioning, operations, and business growth, along with the strong emphasis on the governance and sustainability. Considering our ongoing transformation initiative, I believe we all are well-placed to take a leap and create long-term value for everyone connected to the Polycab. I now request Gandharv to take you through our earnings presentations.
Thank you very much, Inder bhai. Overall, we had strong Q4 with healthy market share gains. The underlying business performance was fairly good across the board. The domestic demand trends remained supportive. Pandemic-related disruption across all facets of economy was relatively minimal in Q4. As a result, infrastructure and construction activities picked up in full swing. Central and state government, as well as private project activity, showed an uptick. Private sector investments have been evidently higher in the second half. Consumer sentiments improved with unlocking and vaccination drive, leading to buyout demand for B2C products. Having said that, we continue to remain cautious and agile in the face of ongoing second wave of COVID-19. While the severity of it seems high, I believe we as a country are much better placed than last year, given increased safety awareness and fast-paced vaccine rollouts. Even as a company, we are well-footed from an operational standpoint, hence, we don't foresee any significant disruption. Our teams continue to perform at a very high level while adopting a nimble approach to seize all opportunities regardless of business environment. Moving on to presentation with slide four. For the quarter ended March 31, 2021, our consolidated revenue at rupees 30.3 billion grew by 43% year-on-year. Performance has been quite strong even if we normalize it for the impact of pandemic. B2C portfolio continued to outpace B2B, thereby increasing its overall contribution. EBITDA grew by 43% year-on-year, resulting in 13.9% margin led by pricing actions, leverage benefits, cost-saving initiatives, offsetting sharp input cost inflation. Our staff cost at Rs. 997 million was higher versus last year. Polycable ensured that employees are well rewarded for the efforts and commitment, especially during such challenging times. Accordingly, hikes, promotions and variable pay were rolled out for FY21. Moving on, A&P spend at Rs. 144 million or 0.5% of sales was lower versus last year as we reorganized our marketing strategy to better suit the business objectives. Hence, we can take this quarter as an aberration. Our annual A&P spend are likely to be in the tune of Rs. 1.5 to 2 billion for fiscal 2022. Finance cost was broadly stable while other income was lower on a year-on-year basis to higher mark-to-market gains in base quarter. A detailed breakup of our other income and finance costs have been provided on slide 13 of our earnings presentation. Our profit before tax at Rs. 3.8 billion and profit after tax at Rs. 2.8 billion increased by 36% year-on-year and 32% year-on-year respectively. On slide 5, for the fiscal year 2021, I am delighted to highlight that we surpassed last year despite a dismal start to the year. Our revenue grew on a year-on-year basis with B2C contribution rising by over 150 bps from 32.6% in fiscal 20 to about 40.2% in fiscal 21 on a standalone basis. Adjusting for a large export order, it would have been increased further. EBITDA margin was relatively stable, which again... Sincere apologies, participants. There was some technical issue in the line. Let me just go back to slide 5, which I was trying to explain, and then let's continue from there. So if we go to slide 5, for the fiscal year 2021, I am delighted to highlight that we surpassed last year despite a dismissal start to the year. Our revenue grew on a year-on-year basis with B2C contribution rising by over 750 bps from 32.6% in fiscal 20 to about 40.2% in fiscal 21 on a standalone basis. Adjusting for a large export order, it would have increased further. EBITDA margin was relatively stable, which again is a decent achievement, I would say, considering the adverse leverage and sharp rise in input costs seen during the year. PAT grew 16% year-on-year, partly led by few one-off gains in Q1 as highlighted on slide 10. Moving on to segment on slide 6, wires and cable business clocked a healthy growth of 35% year-on-year, led by pickup in construction activity, higher realization, increased distribution reach, and portfolio enhancement. On the domestic side, institutional business outperformed distribution business during the quarter. However, this was on the back of a soft base, and hence it may be a bit early to call out full recovery. Having said that, the business certainly continued to gain traction on a sequential basis. Exports portfolio, excluding the large order, declined by 7% year-on-year, mainly on account of stalling of few large projects on account of pandemic. However, we continue to build presence in many key geographies through appointment of distributors and expanding product offerings. We believe the business will get back to growth trajectory soon. For the year as a whole, our domestic market assessment suggests we would have gained at least 200 bps of market share in fiscal 21. However, we await the market and industry data as of now. On the profitability side, segment EBIT margin at 13.4% was broadly stable versus previous quarter. This was supported by pricing actions to offset the double-digit inflation seen in our raw material basket. Moving to slide 7, FMEG posted an impressive 89% year-on-year growth in Q4 on the back of strong execution. All categories as well as regions witnessed strong growth with market share gains. Consumer demand remained healthy on account of returning normalcy. FMEG contribution to overall sales increased over 290 bps year-on-year to 11.4%. During the quarter, Fence posted healthy growth despite stiff competition and cost push. Lighting products business nearly doubled, led by better demand and supply alignment. Switches and switchgears grew 2.5x, while other categories also witnessed strong uptake. Profitability continued to move in an upward trajectory despite input cost inflation, helped by pricing intervention, premiumization, better working capital management, and cost optimization. Segmental EBIT margin stood at 7% in Q4 and 5.5% for fiscal 21. While the ongoing phase of intermittent lockdown do pose a challenge, we are well placed from a supply perspective to cater demand across the nation. We have also observed some resilience in retail channels, as well retailers are now delivering directly at home. While this may not be meaningful, it does offer some optimism and showcase resilience of Indian trade. On slide 8, other segment, which is largely our strategic EPC business, witnessed a decline on a severe impact of pandemic and higher base of last year. The copper segment, as disclosed in the financial results, largely reflects Ryker, which is a part of our backward integration initiative. Moving on to financials from slide 10 onwards, our balance sheet grew stronger with over Rs. 9 billion of net cash position as of March 2021, which is a 5.5x of same period last year. ROCE and ROE in Q4 stood at 32% and 24% respectively. Working capital looks optically stable on a YOY basis. However, there has been decent underlying improvement. The numbers should be correlated to the fact that the prices of key imports like copper, aluminium have nearly increased. As a matter of fact, copper has doubled over last year. And this inflation reflects in mark-to-market inventory as of 31st of March 2021. Besides financials, during the year we have made tremendous progress on expanding our distribution and influencer ecosystem. Our authorized dealers and distributors count as of March 2021 grew by about 17% year-on-year to over 4,100. Our retail outlet reach increased by about 32% year-on-year to over 165,000 electricians, while our influencer program grew by about 33% year-on-year to over 180,000. We now have 7 knowledge and experience centers across several large cities across India. Furthermore, we are also now redefining our retail marketing approach through different outlet formats. First is Polycab Galleria, which we also call it as knowledge centers. These are large showrooms with virtual reality showcase as well as audio-visual facilities. They also serve as training hubs for influencers and a sales back office for our employees. Second is Polycab Arena. These include experience centers as well as Polycab exclusive retail outlets. And the third format is Polycab Shopee, which is a shop-in-shop model where we design the exclusively earmarked space granted by the retailer. We believe this concept will help us provide a better demand experience, better brand experience to millions of customers and influencers. Under Project Shikhar, or Sales Acceleration Program, we have also launched the Experts Program, which is a robust 360-degree influencer management initiative promoting inclusive growth. The electricians and retailers enrolled in this program are provided loyalty-based monetary incentives in conjunction with training in their respective fields by industry experts. Once trained, they are certified as experts by Polycab. The certifications will be provided through government-recognized institutes. The aim is to help them build soft skills like people, social, communication skills, and time management along with professional knowledge. Leveraging on this program, we will also be piloting bunch or basket offerings soon. A glimpse of our new product, Polycab Galleria, opened in Cochin, is on slide 14. We have some exciting stuff on the next few slides. It gives a foretaste of our five-year vision project, which we have titled it as Project Leap. This year marks the 25th anniversary of Polycab as a structured entity. Since 1998, we have recorded a robust 43% compounded annual growth rate in business. Even in the last 5 years, the growth has been relatively healthy at about 11% CAGR, while maintaining market leadership and tackling challenges like the pandemic. By diversifying our portfolio, building robust manufacturing capability, creating a strong IT backbone, and strengthening our brand positioning, we have created a very functional platform which has the potential to unlock significant amount of net growth. Now is the time to leverage these competencies to the fullest and challenge ourselves to realize our future vision for the company over the next 5 years. Accordingly, we have embarked on a multi-year transformational journey with an aim to cross 200 billion in sales by fiscal 26. We can't possibly think of a thriving business without thinking of the environment, social development and good governance. And hence, we are also aim to significantly up the pedal on our sustainability agenda as well. Now, let us come, how do we formulate our directions towards this vision? For this, we believe simplicity is excellence. We have essentially created four core areas, that is B2B, B2C, capabilities, and sustainability. I will probably touch each one of these briefly over the next few slides. Slide 16, on the left, we have highlighted few broad targets, while on the right, we have key work streams to achieve the targets. On the B2B side, we want to re-energize the business and strengthen our leadership position. This will be done by refining our business model to win in large towns, enhance value proposition to explore untapped opportunities, enable demand generation through micro-market analytics, and have a strong business development arm. On slide 17, for B2C business, we wish to achieve breakout growth and position ourselves to win in these categories. We want to make our products an integral part of consumers' day-to-day life. We aim to build a comprehensive portfolio across price points, redefining our brand architecture, adopt digital-first approach, and explore adjacencies. Slide 18 highlights three core growth enablers which will guide us through this journey. We will build an operating model which fosters performance, innovation, and customer-first-driven culture with increased autonomy and accountability. We plan to take our IT capabilities to the next level by having digital analytics-driven decision-making across all facets of business. Slide 19, lastly but most importantly, we believe our progress will be analogous to our sustainability initiative. While we have made wonderful progress in terms of reducing environmental impact and promoting inclusive growth, we believe there is a lot of work which can be done in the areas of renewable energy, optimizing uses of energy, water and other resources, recycling of waste and water, and further augmenting social development contribution. We have already taken baby steps by appointing an environment consultant who will help us with our green initiative. Our Polycap Social Welfare Foundation will help us drive significant and focused CSR initiatives. We have also embarked on an integrated reporting journey starting fiscal 21, which we hope will meaningfully increase transparency and form a base for good governance. Environment, sustainability, and governance focus will be ingrained further into core business, and we aim to achieve leading ESG score in Indian corporate space. In the coming period, we will also develop long-term ESG targets. Now, next, there are a couple of updates which I would like to share with you. Firstly, considering the healthy financial position of the board has recommended for payment of final dividend of Rs. 10 per equity share for the year ended 31st March 2021, subject to the approval of the shareholders. Our dividend payout ratio on standalone profit will sequentially improve to 18% in fiscal 21. Second, there has been some reorganization in the board of directors. On the executive director side, Mr. Ajay Jaisinghani, Mr. Ramesh Jaisinghani, and Mr. Shyamdar Bajaj have stepped down from the board, and Mr. Bharat Jaisinghani, Mr. Nikhil Jaisinghani, and Mr. Rakesh Talati have been appointed as executive directors, subject to approval of the members at the ensuing annual general meeting of the company. This change was a part of our larger succession planning. Bharat and Nikhil have been working in different areas of sales, marketing, production, IT, and others for nearly 15 years now, and both have played instrumental roles in driving several important projects within the company. On the independent director side, we had two changes. Firstly, Ms. Hiru Mirchandani had resigned from the post of independent director with effect from 12th of May 2021 in order to rebalance her board portfolio in line with her professional and personal goals. We really admire the guidance and knowledge she provided, which helped the company grow. We wish her good luck for her future endeavors. For the second change, I am very pleased to announce Mrs. Sutappa Banerjee has joined the board as an independent director with effect from 13th May 2021. Mrs. Banerjee comes with over 30 years of professional experience, heading many large financial services companies. Mrs. Banerjee is a gold medalist in economics and advanced leadership fellow at Harvard University and visiting faculty with IIM Ahmedabad. Mrs. Banerjee is also an adjunct faculty with IIM, with Indian Institute of Corporate Affairs, the Government of India think tank under the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. With this appointment, she adds Polycab to the list of esteemed companies like Godrej Properties, JSW Cement, Zomato, Manappuram Finance, and others where she is a board member. Lastly, we have entered the new financial year and we are progressing well across all facets of our business. We are gearing ourselves to a leap into the future. I feel confident and about our organization's vision and execution capabilities to deliver maximum value to our consumers, partners, and shareholders alike. Thank you, and we would be pleased to answer your questions now. Over to you, operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Congrats on a good set of numbers.
Mr. Swaminathan, if you can speak closer to the handset, please.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Congrats on a good set of numbers. My first question is with respect to the pricing action that we had taken at cables and wire segment over the past 3 to 6 months. What kind of price hikes that we had taken and how much is more left, given the fact that commodities has been on a rising trend?
Sure. Thanks, Ravi, for your kind words. On the prices action, if I reflect on the quarter gone by, the raw material cost at the basket level increased in almost double digit, whereas the price hike on a weighted average basis, we would have taken in lower teens. So that is where slightly, if you see, the margins have improved at contribution level. And you know this industry already, Ravi. Every month, you know, a player like us, we are revising our prices after considering increase or decrease in the input cost, for example, copper or change in foreign exchange rate between USD and INR. So we will continue to follow the practice which we have been following consistently over the period. And wherever there is a need to adjust the prices, we will continue to do that.
Sure. And are you confident that so basically we will be able to sustain or maintain gross margins given the fact that past couple of quarters gross margins have contracted a bit year on year basis in spite of the fact that wires and other products, higher margin products have increased in proportion. So would we be able to maintain gross margins which we had seen say last year, let's say FY21?
So, Ravi, the business model which we have gives us flexibility to price our input cost, particularly copper, when we have significant visibility on the selling price. And that is how we have been able to maintain our margins. At times, because of lag impact or the inventory in the distribution, there could be some delay. But if we take a 12-month view or annualized view, I generally believe that we should be able to, give and take a few hundred basis points here and there, generally we should be able to maintain our EBITDA margins.
Got it, sir. And with respect to traction, with respect to the first quarter so far, April, May, and some part of June, how has it been in terms of demand, given the lockdown scenario?
So if I compare April and May of 20 with, say, April and May of 21, I think 21 is significantly better than the base. I know there are restrictions, there are lockdowns, but those are more, in comparison to last year, these are slightly less negative on the business side of it. And since in the current month, most of the states have started relaxing the lockdown restrictions, we expect that in the coming quarter, the performance will continue to improve. I believe that second quarter would be better than first quarter, and directionally, it seems that the second half of the fiscal would be better than the first half of the current fiscal.
Got it. And with respect to, say, the breakup of revenue for FMEG, if you can give, and the CapEx plan next 2 years, if you can give, that would be great, sir. That's my last question.
Sure. So the CapEx, we anticipate that we would incur around 300 odd crore rupees this fiscal. Around 35% will go for FMEG, which would have, say, for example, new CapEx on fan factory, TPW factory, as well as, you know, factories for pipe and all that. So that's around 35%. Balance would have a combination of a bit of a backward integration as well as cable and wire facilities. In cable and wire, predominantly it would be because of special cables and exports cables where we need to make some investment. And a special cable, if you recall it in earlier quarters, also had talked about that we are focusing on something called import substitute. And we have been able to secure several approvals in the last few quarters. We want to now set up our facility so that we can manufacture these products in India, in true spirit of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, and supply to the Indian customer. So that's a broad blueprint. There would be some slight maintenance costs and all that, but overall the capex would be around 300 crore rupees and thereabout. And then the second part of the question was around the breakup of FMEG business. You would have already noticed that this year we have entered the 1000 crore club in FMEG, and I think it's a commendable performance by the team Polycab to reach that number in 5-6 years. If I break it down for you, it would be around 35-40% of fan, followed by lighting, which would be around 25-30%, followed by switches and switchgears around 15%, and pipe would have touched almost double digit now. So there's a broad breakup of FMEG revenue, which is 1,000 crore plus in the fiscal 21.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ravi.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Cheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, I have one broader question. So, you know, from your Project Leap, Bandhan, and Project Josh, which have been mentioned over the last, you know, 1 year now, over the next 3 to 5 years, where do you see your company's revenue sum total rising to? What kind of margins do we see 3 to 5 years from now? What capex would you incur to derive that size of the business? What would be your reach as a percentage of the market by then, and what is the organizational building activity that has been done or needed to achieve that?
Yeah, so let me demystify it for you. I think there are 2 or 3 different projects. Let me spend some time on Project Leap. This is a new project which we have just started barely a month back. We are working with a consultancy from Boston Consultancy Group, BCG. The objective is to transform the organization, and I dwelt about it in my opening remarks as well. We want to work on B2B, B2C, have the IT capabilities as well as have the processes and organization in place. By end of fiscal 26, is a forward-looking statement, we expect that we would be able to touch almost 20,000 crore rupees of top line, which is more than double than the current year. There would be several activities which will be carried out to build each of these blocks, which are B2B, B2C, organization, processes and IT capabilities and governance and ESG. Every half yearly, we will come back to you on your specific questions on EBITDA margins, CapEx and what we have done and all that. But at this stage, I would be able to give you color only on revenue, and as we go along, we would be happy to give you additional inputs. Directionally, it appears that our EBITDA margin will improve because the proportion of B2C business is increasing, and that is where the margins are expected to go up. But I think we should wait for a half-yearly update where we can come and update you on the activities which we have implemented or carried out and the results thereof. On your specifics on the market share and all that, I think we have already covered about part of it in my presentation, that we are gunning for 1.5x in one particular business category and 2x in another business category as far as growth is concerned, as in comparison to industry growth. But I think I would love to give you more information and color when we come to the September presentation. The second project is Udaan, which we initiated almost a year back and which was a cost optimization project. As of now, we have already identified cost optimization initiatives translating to almost 80 to 100 bips of our top line. These are in the process of implementation, and we expect that these benefits will accrue over the period to the P&L of the company. But at the same time, the project is ongoing, and it's quite possible that we are able to unlock values in addition to what we already unlocked in the quarters to come. And on Josh and others, the third project is actually the Project Shikhar, which is a sales acceleration program, which in a way covers both Bandhan as well as Josh, and that is on how we are going to penetrate the focus geographies and empower and train our influencer. So these are the three projects on which we are working on, and would be happy to update you on a half-yearly basis on the progress.
Sir, what is the distribution reach as a percentage of the total market after this 165,000 retailers?
So we have almost 4,100 authorized dealers and distributors, around 165,000 retailers. We believe we have a sizable, significant presence as far as authorized dealers and retailers are concerned. But the way the universe is defined is slightly difficult to come to a precise number, and that is why it would be difficult for me to give you an absolute number as an answer to your question. But every year we have been able to improve our number of dealers and retailers, and we'll continue to do that.
Okay. So just one last clarification, I missed it. You mentioned capex for 22 was 300. It will be 300 crores, and the mix that you gave for FMEG for FY21. Was 30% fans, 20% lighting, and I missed the other parts.
So these are two different topics. One was on the
revenue.
So revenue breakup is what I explained, wherein the fan is almost 35 to 40%, lighting almost 25 to 30%, switchgear around 15%, followed by piping, which is just about double digit. On the capex side of it, for fiscal 22, not for fiscal 21, fiscal 22, we believe that we would be able to incur almost 300 crore rupees thereabout, and around 35% will be invested in FMEG, and balance will be invested in cable and wire, particularly in special cables, exports cable, and part of backward integration, and there will be some element of maintenance capex as well.
How much did you spend in 21 capex?
If there is a presentation, it's just shy of 200 crore rupees, 191 crore rupees. It's on slide number 12.
Thank you very much, and all the best to you, sir. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, and good to see you back, Andar. And congratulations for a good performance in a tough year. Just two questions. One is on the capacity expansion. So you answered it partly on the fiscal 22 side. I was more focusing on the five-year plan, to reach 20,000 crores. I would imagine the company would need significant investment into capacity. And since the ethos of the group is to manufacture in-house, even if I take an average of 300 crores a year into five, it's 1,500 crores of capex. It would help us understand what are the areas of investment you're thinking to reach that 20,000 crore goal, over 5 years will be really helpful in terms of what factories, what products are you thinking bringing in-house versus which are outsourced right now. That is one. And secondly, on the B2B slide where you mentioned that 1.5 times or 2x type growth for core and emerging products, it could help understand what are these products we're talking about. If you're splitting them into core and emerging, will be really helpful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rahul. Thanks a lot for your kind words. I'm glad that you liked our performance. On the capacity expansion and capex for next 5 years, Rahul, on this particular project, I must admit that these are early days. We have barely embarked on this journey almost a month back. Though we have a broad picture available in terms of the top line and how we are going to do it, but there is a fair amount of detailing which is being done by the team, both by Polycab as well as the consulting partner. I expect that by second quarter of the year, sometime in October when we have the earning presentation, I would be able to give you a bit of additional color. And then I will continue to update you on a half-yearly basis. I think for the time being on LEAP, I think we should pick up the key messages. One is we are committed to growth and we want to ensure that we are value additive for all the stakeholders, including the investors. And that is why we have embarked on this journey with a very credible consultancy group. The second is the top line target is 20,000 crore rupees. But beyond this detailing, if you allow me to come back to you in the month of October as part of Q2 presentation, I think that would be a good approach to have.
Okay. So one small thing on inventory. I'm not sure about the project name, but my sense is Polycab was working on inventory rationalization and improvements. If I look at last 5 year numbers, broadly we have stabilized about 80 days of sales. I'm looking at it as a as a number on sales and not on COGS. Could you help me understand? I've not seen real improvements there. Could you help me understand the entire project is already completed and the numbers have already come through, or there is something left there? That's my last question. Thank you.
Yeah. So you're right. If I see on absolute number of days wise, optically it would look like that there is no significant improvement. But if I play it with the top line growth and increase in market share, that would help us in understand the availability of each of these SKUs at the different sales point has increased. So that is where the science has been implemented. There is a fair amount of work which we have completed on finished goods, right from having the right architecture in place, what we need to store where, whether at the mother warehouse or at the plant, or whether we need to add to distribution and all that. There is a bit of a work which we haven't completed yet on the RM side, on the raw material side, which is going on. Directionally, we believe that we can certainly optimize the inventory levels further. But in last couple of quarters, there was a bit of a challenge on availability. I'm sure you would have also heard about the availability and pricing pressure on the raw material side. And that is where we have to at times take a step back and see whether we need to relook on the overall approach. But to answer the question that whether the inventory can be further optimized or not, I believe that yes, certainly it can be further optimized. But what we want to at the same time ensure is that we increase the availability, because that is the key clear differentiator for us in at the marketplace. The OTIF or on time in full is generally between 95% to 98% as of now, which has improved significantly in, I would say, in last 3 to 4 years. And we as a company would like to reach to 100%. I know it sounds impossible, but directionally we would like to reach to 100%, and that is where we are all of us working.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Gandharv and team. First of all, congratulations on the great set of numbers. I hope, Gandharv, you're doing well. Gandharv, I have 3 questions. One is on our FY26 sort of roadmap that we've put through. I would assume that the FMEG growth of high teens to early 20s would be a key cornerstone of that strategy. Just wanted to understand from you some nuances as to which segments is it that we are targeting for high growth, and how are we likely to achieve that? That's my question number one. My question number two is in terms of cash conversion, right? We've done 1200 crores of operating cash this year, and it's a stellar number. I just wanted to understand on a steady state basis over the next 3 to 5 years, what is the kind of cash conversion that we can expect? And the third is with 900 plus crores of cash on our sheet, are we looking at any inorganic additions?
Thanks, Aditya. Thanks a lot. I think these are great set of questions. And thanks for, highlighting our performance. So, you know, on the first one, I believe the real growth drivers or growth engines between now and FY26 would be exports as well as B2C revenue. B2B will continue to play its role, but I think that in terms of growth percentage, B2C will outshine B2B. There would be some element of adjacencies, but I think the core product categories where we are present, these categories will drive the most of the growth and roadmap to 26,000 crore. On the cash conversion, as I mentioned in one of the responses earlier, allow us time to come back to you on a 6-month basis because we are still very early to this particular initiative. We want to, bake these numbers and decide what all we want to externally communicate and then commit ourselves to those numbers so that every quarter, every 6 months, we can go back to the investors and update them on the actual. So I'll come back to you on that in October, but I believe that cash conversion will continue to improve in the years to come. On M&A, we are actively involved in few of these activities, including identification of the focus areas, zeroing on few of the targets, and then doing the procedural aspect of it. I'm hopeful that we would be able to update you soon on a few of these M&A activities as well.
Sure, Gandhar. Two follow-up questions. One is within our target of achieving 20,000 crores, we are looking at B2C, B2B kind of a split rather than cables and wires and FMEG plus export, obviously. Is that a fair way of understanding things? Because then we would be also building in a fair bit of growth when it comes to housing wire and other B2C wire segments as well. Just trying to understand your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. Either that's a way to, review our performance. We have two growth engines. One is B2B, which has traditional cable business, and then we have B2C, which has retail wire as well as FMEG business, and then on top of it, we have the export business. So that is how we are internally, trying to improvise on our growth performance, as well as that is how we review our performances.
Perfect. Thank you. Just one last question. With regards to our 20,000 crore target, we've not built in any inorganic addition, right? I mean, we're talking about this on an organic market.
Yeah, so, as I mentioned, Aditya, I'll come back to you in the month of October and to the extent possible, I'll give you additional color on this and then from there we can take it forward on a half-yearly basis, we can assess on actual.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Congratulations once again and best of luck for the quarters to come.
Thank you. Appreciate.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have any follow-up, may we request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Yelapu Santosh from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Congrats on the good set of numbers. I had a couple of questions. So when you're internally targeting for a 12% EBITDA, for the FMEG business by FY26, what would be the approximate top line that you're having internally in that thought process when you're building? And what are the initiatives you're taking to reach that kind of milestone on the top line front as well as on the margin profile? If you could give some color on it, that's the first question. And the second question, from a long term, from a 3 to 5 year cycle point of view, what are initiatives we are taking so that the exports distribution strategy pans out the way we are thinking? You know, what any specific geographies, any specific products we are targeting? Having we have won recently few export orders from Australia to South America to North America, so we are winning a lot of export orders. So, what is your thought process there? If you could just give some color on both the points, we'd be thankful.
Yeah, so the first one, the growth will continue to come from B2C and exports followed by B2B. But as I mentioned to Aditya, allow us time till October where we can come back and give you more color on how this 20,000 crore will be achieved. On the exports, we have been able to improve our presence across the globe in the last around 24 months. We have additional approvals in place. For example, basic approvals or URL approvals and all that. If we just slice and dice our export, I would say that almost 50% or thereabout is coming from US, followed by Asia and Australia, and then rest of the world. We believe that having this twin approach of going after few identified sectors, as well as having local presence in identified geographies, would help us in improving our top line. And that is why where we believe that export would be a key contributor to our 20,000 crore top line target by fiscal 26.
And sir, one follow-up question, if I may. Sir, what is the timeline have you put to the top 300 cities we want to penetrate? So there is still some way to go ahead and penetrate the top 300 cities. Any timelines, any targets, and how it would contribute to our growth? If you could just give some color or some numbers, that would be very insightful.
Yeah, so at this stage, in terms of quantified targets, I would be able to give you a top line target of 20,000 crore rupees by fiscal 26. Within that, the breakup, it would be a bit difficult for me to give you because we have just embarked on this particular journey. So if you just allow me time till October, I'll come back to you on the targets which we would be able to talk about externally and along with the investors. And then after that, we can then do a follow-up every 6 months.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your questions and time.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Gindodia from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, Gandharv and team, and congratulations for a great set of numbers. I have just one question. Can you give us a sense of the volume growth and the pricing growth for FY21 for the wires and cable segment?
Thanks for your kind words. You know this industry already. It's a bit difficult to give volume data, and that is when most of the large players, they don't give it. And I tell you why this is difficult, because if I sell copper cable of length of say 1 kilometer vis-a-vis an aluminium cable of the same length, the pricing would be significantly different. I think the best way to analyze from your perspective a particular company's performance is to compare it with peers' performance. And if it is its growth rate is slightly better or worse than its peer, that is where you can rate the company, because the quantitative information is not necessarily would get add any value.
Okay. Still, if you can give some sense on whether the volume growth in this quarter was in double digits, or at least some sense that would help us analyze whether what is the underlying growth.
Yeah, so most of the growth has come predominantly from the B2C business categories, both from FMEG as well as the retail wire. FMEG has already touched across 1,000 crore club, and retail wire continues to grow at a rapid rate. Outside that, the LDC business is growing significantly. On the cable, core cable side, there is some sort of sluggishness on the institutional. But overall, the pecking order is like this, that B2C followed by B2B.
Okay. And just a clarification, you said that B2C business contribution is currently 40.2% in FY21. So this is for the overall revenue, including FMEG, or this is just a breakup of wires and cable segment?
This is overall, including FMEG, which is B2C, plus wire business, retail wire business, which is also B2C. So FMEG plus retail wire, both put together is almost 40.2%.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Gandharv, and all the best to the entire team.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Gori from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Gandharv. I'm glad to see you back in action. Couple of things. One would be on the cables front. So if you look at in the current fiscal, we witnessed strong traction for the wires business. However, the institutional business was relatively a laggard, and we were able to see, industry was able to see some green shoots during February and March. So because of the second COVID wave, do you feel like this business is back on track, or there would be some delay for this business to back to be normal?
Okay, so the cable one, the distribution was anyways back to almost pre-COVID levels after the wave 2. But the challenge was on the institutional side. There also we have seen some bit of traction in the fourth quarter. But I think we'll have to wait for a month or two before we finally decide and conclude where we are back to, whether we are back to the, you know, pre-COVID levels on the cables, this thing. But directionally, I believe that second half of the year, of the current year, should be better, both for institutional as well as distribution business.
Right. And also, does it indicate that, suppose, of last year, whatever institutional business that has been lost for the industry, so there might be some pent-up demand when the situation normalizes and moves back to the pre-COVID level in volume terms and just,
Yeah, so I think the element of pent-up demand is expected to be there, both in B2B. Whether the pent-up demand will take us back to the pre-COVID levels or not, that would be difficult for us to comment at this stage. But I think directionally we should be able to, normalcy pretty soon after the first quarter.
Right. So, lastly, on exports, I think you were on the call, you have explained very well regarding the long-term strategies and everything. On the exports, if you have been focusing a lot on the U.S. markets. So, how are things shaping up over there? And what's the overall outlook? And in terms of your distribution model over there, so can you throw some light over there?
That will be it. Change in the distribution model.
Exactly.
We have already established a distribution model there. What now we are trying to do is further penetrate the market and see if we can introduce additional product category. This will continue to be a continuous process of penetrating all the overseas geographies, including U.S. And why U.S. is top on our priority is because as of today, U.S. contributes almost 50% to our export top line. But outside the U.S. as well, there are, geographies, for example, just to illustrate Australia or part of Asia, where we can further augment our top line through exports.
Right. That was very helpful, and wish you and the entire team all the best.
Thank you, Manoj. Thanks a lot for your kind words. Appreciate it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjaya Satpathy from Ampersand. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, congratulations once again on a good set of numbers. If you can share with us the gross margin of your FMEG business, and the main reason why I'm asking it is that how do you compare in terms of your profitability at gross level to your peers, both in terms of pricing as well as product positioning point of view?
So in the mature product categories within FMEG, we have already reached to the industry level gross margin, which are give and take few percentage points here and there, around 50% or thereabout. In the product category which are comparatively smaller within the FMEG market, there is some scope for improvement in margins. And as far as EBIT margins are concerned, so those you would have already seen have improved in the periods to come. But that's mainly because we have slightly higher cost base, which will get optimized with increase in the top line. And these projects like Udaan, which is a cost optimization project, as well as Project Leap, would also help us in improving these margins.
Mr. Satpathy?
Yeah, there is a lot of noise. I'm going to understand what is going on.
Operator, I think you need to mute someone. I think there is disturbance coming from one of the lines.
Checking, sir. We take the next question from the line of Rajesh Kotari from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congrats for the good set of numbers. Sir, since you talked about next 5 years vision in the FMEG segment, are you planning to enter into the the new product categories in that segment, and whether it will be existing segment or it will be complete new segments?
So at this stage, Rajesh, we are at drawing stage, board stage. Theoretically, it is possible, but we have not closed our thought process there. the focus remains that we continue to grow the existing product categories. For example, fans, lighting, looms, switchgear, conduit pipes, agro. But, you know, as I mentioned as a response to one of the earlier questions, allow us time till October by when we'll come back to you in case we have any mature thought process. But within FMEG, I would like to call out one specific thing which you would have noticed already, that we are trying to play a level up as well as level down in the existing pricing portfolio. So, for example, we introduced home automation around a quarter back, which is a premium category, which will be revenue accretive as well as will help us in augmenting our top line. Theoretically, this is slightly different from the existing product category because it's on automation side, but this would help us in giving, you know, a boutique product or a bouquet of product to our customers.
Okay. And my second question is, you know, since company has drawn a very ambitious plan for next 5 years, are there any major new recruitment, you know, at the senior leadership level? And if yes, if you can disclose the same, that will be great.
Absolutely. So, you know, we can't reach top line of 20,000 crore without having right set of people, processes and capital. Processes I have already talked about when I was cleaning the leap. I touched upon the fact that we have reshuffled the board and we have younger and high energy individuals who are going to lead us from the board. We have independent director like Sutapa, she has significant amount of experience and she's comparatively younger. On the management team, there are a couple of changes. We have recently hired Mr. Rajesh Nair as our CHRO. He was with Tata Motors for almost 28 odd years, and I am very confident that he would be able to help us in improving our HR practices and people management practices. Because, you know, when we are thinking about ambitious target, we have to ensure that these ambitious targets are well knitted with the PMS and KRAs of the business and function head. And that is where, you know, someone who is joining us from Tata Group would help us immensely. Nilesh joined us almost a year back as head of marketing. He was instrumental in shaping the brand architecture as well as marketing plan at JSW Steel, and he is doing you know, tremendous work on the marketing roadmap for and brand architecture for Polycare. And I'm expecting results of that would start reflecting in the quarters to come. Continue to augment on our senior management team. And you know, we have very attractive compensation strategy, both in cash as well as through ESOPs. And we would be, we are very confident that we'll continue to do that. As a matter of fact, if I'm not wrong, we would have almost 25 odd individuals who would be drawing more than 1 crore rupees of package on annualized basis, excluding this of compensation. So that shows the quality of manpower which we have assembled over the period. And these high energy, highly driven individuals would help us in implementing the Project Leap and other projects that I talked about.
Great. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much for your kind words.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we take the last question from the line of Vikas Mistry from Moonfort Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
You are. Please go ahead.
Gandharv, my question is that we would be looking for the new product lines like microinverters and something software, IoT-based automation system, as you mentioned. We are also looking towards energy-efficient home solutions to the customers and all that.
Yeah, I think your question is around whether are we going to get into home automation, IoT and all that. Answer is yes. We have already taken a baby step by launching home and we'll continue to take steps to, you know, expand on this side of FMEG business. We believe that the consumer business will get significant amount of traction through this IoT automation route and we'll continue to make investment accordingly.
My question is mainly pertains to our software side. Are we looking at strategically thinking about giving customers better energy efficient solutions in form of software and coupled with the hardware so that they could save energy on account of doing that?
Absolutely. In fact, that is the key differentiator for us. Most of our products come with energy efficiency, and if I may say, we can easily be considered as the industry leader on that aspect. And, you know, we recently launched a BLDC fan, which would be energy efficient product, and there are several other products in pipeline. So we'll continue to do that so that our consumer continue to get energy efficient products and they get best of quality care to experience.
Okay, my follow-up question to Sam is that how many workforce is in innovation and new product development, and how we are looking to ramp up these human resource capabilities to make sure that we come up with cutting edge new innovative products and
Yeah, so it's a combination of both internal team as well as external team. Externally, we partner with several industry leaders and consultancy organizations. Internally, we have around 100 to 150 manpower team doing only R&D throughout the year. Very recently, we picked up a large team from an existing Indian arm of a large German player, and that team will also continue to help us in improving our R&D as well as innovation aspects of our business.
It's good to hear, Gandharv, and we hope that you keep on driving the innovation thereon.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for your kind words and wishes.
Thank you. I would now like to end the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for your time. In case if you have any follow-up questions, please write to us at investorrelations@polycap.com. Stay safe and take care and follow social distancing norms. Thank you, operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Polycap India, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.